Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah. You're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I have a great guest mix on tap this evening from local DJing legend Tyler Stadius, and I will get to that shortly. But first, let's check out this episode's Tracks of the Week. It's a tech house vibe from both. DJ Jace's track, It's Okay to Be Human, kicks things off. Enjoy.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Okay, two nice tracks of the week there. Vax and Roletta wrap things up with one called Nightlife. That was preceded by Alicia Hush's remix of the track It's Okay to Be Human. Head to your online retailer to give both of those ones another spin. Let's move on to the feature for tonight's show. This offers another look at local talent doing some great things. Tyler Stadius has been a part of the local club scene since the 90s. I was fortunate to be able to interview him a few weeks back, and he's also prepared a mix for the show. A full track list for the mix can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page, along with a collection of Tyler Stadius web links. So let's learn a little about Tyler Stadius and enjoy the mix. Okay, this is DJ Wah speaking of Vancouver-based DJ Tyler Stadius. He's been a mainstay of the local club scene since the 90s and is considered a leader in bringing the underground music scene to the city. He played a role in launching Sonar Nightclub back in 1997, a club once recognized as one of the top 20 clubs in the world, according to Ministry of Sound. He's played alongside Mark Farina, James Avila, Deep Dish, Louis Vega, and Sasha, to name a few. He's released a mix for Fabric in London, and globally he's DJed in Croatia, Turkey, New Zealand, and a lot of points in between. So it's my pleasure to be speaking with him. This is Tyler Stadius. Okay, was there anything about living on the West Coast or growing up and learning to play a musical instrument or something that helped you as you found yourself interested in DJing later in life?
Well, I actually started when I was living in the East Coast in Ontario. Probably influenced just growing up downtown and going to art school, and there's all different types of parties, different people that I was, you know, exposed to as friends, their tastes and whatnot, ranging, you know, from like punk and reggae, and then throwing some parties with, you know, disco and early sort of like what they called acid jazz back then. And throwing parties was a kind of very eclectic crowd from the people that I went to school with, so the music taste had kind of catered to that and to my own. And so, yeah, just kind of went from there.
When you first started out here in Vancouver, and like I said in the intro, you're touted sort of as a pioneer of that era, what was the club scene in Vancouver first like?
When I first arrived, I wasn't going to, like, a lot of clubs. There certainly was clubs, nights going on long before I got here, but the ones I went to, I probably went to Love Affair quite a bit, which is, you know, they had different theme nights, you know, 80s and sort of post-punk stuff, and Graceland for the reggae night there, and some sort of techno slash early house nights there. Yeah, there's all kinds of different things going on, but it was quite different than the East sound, I would say.
How would you rate the club scene now in relation to what it was like when you were getting things rolling here?
I would say things were a little more, I don't want to say innocent, but a little more open. That could also be a wrong term, but back then, people were very receptive. There wasn't such a night as, oh, this is a drum and bass night, or this is, I'm talking very like early 90s. There wasn't like a techno night. It was just, you know, you could actually play some house, a little bit of, you know, cool hip-hop and stuff in between, whereas now it's mostly a night has a theme, like it's tech house night, or, you know, maybe it's progressive based or something. Although I guess that could be changing a little bit now.
Okay, and when you first got going here, was it mostly warehouse stuff that you were doing, or was it clubs that you were performing in, or how did things get going, and what was your experience of like of kind of cutting your teeth and developing yourself in the city?
Both, really. I'd probably right away I was throwing parties right away. I mean, just walking down the street and seeing a sign on a building, you know, for lease, knocking on the door and probably making up a story about what was going to happen there, and then throwing parties pretty quickly. from, you know, old restaurants to anything that was, that could be used as a space. And then as far as clubs go, I recall dropping off tapes and almost, you know, applying for jobs at probably all of the clubs. Of course, not a lot of them worked out, and then a lot of them also did give me a chance, and they just come in and open or play for free or even just start throwing a night. So I played at almost all the early clubs. I don't know. I can't, countless clubs.
With COVID obviously affecting the whole world right now and affecting the ability to perform live, how have you come up with ways to share your music alternatively with other clubbers or music lovers? And how's the experience been for you?
I haven't... I just have continually been mixing at home, and I just upload and, you know, share links very non-professionally. Like, if I haven't done any of the streams, you know, live streams or Twitch or, you know, any of these things, Facebook. It's nothing against it. I just haven't really had the time or the inclination. You know, I spent so much time actually listening to the music, you know, hunting music down, sorting it, just mixing for myself, playing, that it's just something I haven't done as far as, you know, how to share live video of it. I'm also not super crazy about the idea of, for myself, watching it. So I don't know how, I know other people, I guess, do, and that's great. I have, you know, watched a few other people do it, but I'd rather just, like, work on some mixes and just share them.
So when you are performing or DJing live, how are you mixing? Are you on CDJs, Traktor, Scratch, or Serato, or are you using vinyl? And why?
Vinyl and record box, usually just like plug my laptop into like a Pioneer unit, but I also have like my turntable set up. So depending, because I'm still buying vinyl, and, you know, sometimes I'll just record the vinyl to digital just to make it easier in case I ever am playing those tracks out. I have the option of vinyl or off record box or USBs or what have you.
And then how do you approach programming a set?
Normally it's kind of like a feeling of what I'm into at that moment. It might change by the time I go to record it, but let's say, I don't know, maybe I'm feeling a little aggressive or something, and let's say I'm going to do a techno set, narrow it down from, you know, hundreds of things, whether it be new or old, to things you think might work together. And once I've chosen the first track, it's pretty easy from there. It's just a matter of getting the first one, you know, what to start with, and then what flows comes semi-naturally, although I'm picky, so I might work on an idea for quite a long time and then scrap the whole thing.
When you are performing, do you sort of play track back to back to back, or are you playing elements of different tracks across different channels on your mixer?
I would say back to back, but there isn't the odd occasion where something, you know, you just know it's going to be a good idea to add in, but it's generally back to back, yeah.
And then over your career, are there any countries or specific clubs or events that you absolutely love to play at and are optimistic to play at some time in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I've loved playing in Croatia. I played there quite a number of times, and I guess not only do I, you know, love the people there, but culture, but yeah, they're very receptive. I feel like there's a lot of freedom there, and I mean, hopefully one day be back there again, yeah.
Have you ever had a gig go horribly wrong, and do you feel like sharing that with me?
I definitely had plenty go horribly wrong. Usually it's equipment failure, you know, being the one that sort of bothered me the most, or try to forget, or, you know, where you've done everything you can in your power to ensure that the equipment will be set up as sort of promised, and you're playing records this night, bring your vinyl, and, you know, you get there and things aren't working, even though, you know, you've been ensured that there was sound checks done and everything along those lines. It's quite frustrating when you, you know, put a lot of thought into it.
Can you tell me one or two producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
Well, first comes to mind, I guess, would be Eddie Richards. He's just, well, not like a pioneer, I mean, there's a term that definitely he fits the bill, and something about it, just always his music, I've never heard him ever be not excellent. He's always just so on point, and so the music just seems so sincere and honest. It just flows out, like, it's incredible. I don't know, there's not many like him, especially after such a long career too. He's just always just sounds amazing.
What is your vision for the future of yourself in DJing, and is there anything you want to promote right now?
Ideally, I'd like to play again when things are whether it be a club or party, I'd like to play out again. I haven't been in a long time, although I keep mixing at home. I mean, when things sort of get back to normal, hopefully just I'll get back to playing, you know, regularly again.
Okay, this has been Tyler Stadius. He'll be back with a vengeance once the local club scene starts to open up again. A full list of Tyler Stadius web links can be found on Techno Progressivo Facebook page, so check that out. And thank you very much for doing this. I'm DJ Wah. You're listening to Tyler Stadius in the mix here on Techno Progressivo. A full track list and a collection of Tyler Stadius web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Back into the mix. We'll be right back.
Adam K, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
This is Alicia Hush, and you are listening to Techno Progressivo.
Hey, this is Samba, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
And this is Lobel T, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Hi, this is James Avila, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR.
I call it transcendence. Transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
Done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Tyler Stadius for agreeing to interview and for putting together the mix for this show. I would encourage you to head on over to Techno Progressivo's Facebook page to view the full track listing for this mix, along with a collection of Tyler Stadius web links. So, what are you waiting for? If you've enjoyed the episode and want to hear it again, head over to CITR.ca under the Techno Progressivo show page to listen to this episode and great interviews and guest mixes from past episodes. You can also check these out at Apple Podcasts. Up next is going to be Transcendence with Smiley Mike. He'll take you on a 2-hour voyage through the world of trance. It's definitely worth a listen. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this week's track from the past. We'll take a 7-year hop back to 2014 for one from John Acquaviva and Olivier Giacomoto. This is Idiosyncrasy. Enjoy and see you back here in 2 weeks.